hundreds of citizen scientists are turning up at their favourite spots along the New South Wales coast this weekend to join in the state's first ever dolphin census. Volunteers are being encouraged to upload their photos to help researchers get a better snapshot of the behaviours and needs of these beloved ocean mammals. The census is being run by Dolphin Research Australia. Its CEO is Dr. Liz Hawkins. Liz, welcome to breakfast.
Good morning.
This is exciting. The first census of its kind in New South Wales. What are you hoping to collect, or what are you hoping that your volunteers, these citizen scientists, will collect for you?
We're hoping that everyone will collect information on how many dolphins that they see, what the dolphins are doing and where they are. And those three components are really valuable pieces of information for us to start getting a foundational knowledge of our dolphins along many areas of the coast.
And can you distinguish individual dolphins? I know with some whales and sharks, markings and so on can distinguish individuals. Does that happen with dolphins very easily?
Yes, absolutely. The dorsal fin on most dolphin species are what we use to individually identify them. So they have they can have unique nicks and notches on the trailing edge of that fin from often social interactions with each other, or sometimes even entanglements and fishing line and shark attacks can cause that damage. But it can be challenging to get that photo, and we certainly aren't asking everyone out there to get photos like that. We're really just wanting you to report your dolphin sightings at the very start for this census.
Liz, what's the understanding at the moment about how the dolphin populations, how they're going at the moment off the New South Wales coast?
Well, that's a big question that we, you know, really don't have a good answer to. We don't have good information about most of the dolphin populations along the New South Wales coastline. And that's really not providing a good information for our managers to make decisions that are informed by science. There's a couple of populations that we do have a little bit of knowledge about, including the North Coast. But apart from that, there's some major knowledge gaps. And this is where we're asking our citizen scientists to really help us start filling them.
What do we know more generally about how some of the species of dolphins, their movements along the coast, how much they travel?
We, again, don't know too much about that. But one of the species that we most frequently see along the coast are the Indo-Pacific bottlenose dolphin. Now, they're globally listed as near threatened, despite us, you know, along the coast seeing them very frequently. But most of the time when we see them, those animals are actually living in a smaller home range. They often have high levels of site fidelity to certain areas and multi-generational attachment to that place as well with residency. So they're really dependent on a lot of local resources and habitats for all of, you know, their generations and their communities.
If people are living in New South Wales near the coast and they want to get involved in this census, is it too late or can they still jump on board?
They can certainly still jump on board until about 3 p.m. today. You can register to be part of the census. But if you miss that, you can always get involved by simply reporting your dolphin sighting via our website.
What's it like as a scientist when this data from citizens starts rolling in?
Sometimes it can be very exciting. We get some wonderful stories of observations from people and stories of connection to these animals as well. And part of this work is really also increasing the story and the stewardship around these animals as well within our coastal communities. And that's a big part of what we're hoping to do is helping our communities look after our dolphin populations and their habitats as well.
Well, Liz, I hope the turnout is big, both of volunteers and dolphins. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having me.